It was a great match today. Fought till the end, managed to beat a quality opponent, and in a Grand Slam fourth round, which is kind of the goals that I had been setting for myself to go deep at these events. And I'm very proud of myself.
Alex, you played Danil in New York and had that really grinding affair, and then Andre in Australia, where you went, in the fifth set. It was such a... How did you rebound from that, and do you think those experiences helped you today when you dropped that first set?
Yeah, 100%. I think so much, in my opinion, of Grand Slam tennis is just experience. Because ultimately, you can put in all the work in the world, and I believe I'm one to do so. But how you conserve energy, how you use your energy in these long, grueling five-set matches, there's a lot to learn from. And as you play more, the body gets used to it more. And it's not just the fact that, you play a grueling match and, you can be there for however long it takes. It's about how you bounce back for the next round, and that's probably what my body has now started to get used to. And so mentally I was very calm. I knew that there was a good chance that we could even go into a fifth set, so I was ready for anything today.
Alex, considering that it's the surface and that it's your first win over a top five player in a Grand Slam, is this the biggest win do you think you've had?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary if you ask me. I always thought that for me to play well on the clay, I needed hot, lively conditions. But, this week, this whole tournament has proven otherwise, right? It's been a complete shock to the system, to everything I ever believed in. And now the toughest thing is dealing with my team, because obviously they've got bragging rights, and they give me a lot of slack for me complaining all these years of my level on the clays. But now it looks like it's one of my best slam results, so looks like I've converted myself into a clay specialist.
Alex, talking of support, you had the little boy back from the previous round, so you obviously made sure that was happening. How did you do that, and will you be doing it again for the next one?
Oh, 100%. I mean, he's managed a miracle. He's with me I might have to get him on tour week in and week out. We found him, obviously, through the beautiful world of social media. We ended up finding him. Obviously, we got him to the match. He came with his whole crew, with his mates and his coach. And it was great to see him out there again. I can, even on that big court, I could hear him after every single point, and it's a distinctive voice. So it's great to see. He'll be around. I think he'll be chilling with me tomorrow in my practice day, and of course he'll be there for the very next match.
When you won, you turned to your box and scream, but then you screamed some words, it looked like, and I was sort of curious what you were saying and why you were saying that.
Well, I screamed, I love the clay, I love it here, I can't get enough. So that's what I screamed. Yeah, exactly, because I'm a clay specialist now.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
So many things to talk about with Alex de Minaur, and we must mention superfan Paul, who was tracked down on social media, was in the box today, saw him before the match, came on court and did an interview. He is French, did an interview in French, de Minaur spoke French with him at the sidelines, and he even said, Alex de Minaur, he might have to come on tour with me every week.
What I love is that Paul turned up with the towel that Alex de Minaur had given him at the end of the previous match.
Do you think he
wanted
to trade it for a racket?
I think he'll get whatever he wants now. He's proved to be the perfect lucky charm, hasn't he? And it's a really cute story. And yeah, it's I think, fantastic for Alex de Minaur to be in another Grand Slam quarterfinal, but on this surface in particular, what yeah. it will do for his confidence, what it will do for the development of his game going forwards, and first Australian man at this stage of Roland Garros for 20 years.
Yes, it's Leighton Hewitt, 2004. It's unbelievable, and he's so happy, and he screamed, "I love this place," afterwards. And our shot of the day on the TV show tonight was one of his that he had no right to win, but because of his speed, he was here, there, everywhere, got back. And Luca turned around and said, "How did he do that? It's not meant to physically be possible how he could be in about three places at once."
Yes, and I mean, he dropped the first set, but you and I were doing commentary on that, and we both felt that he just needed to tighten up certain areas of his game. It wasn't a whitewash. It was one or two things that he hadn't quite executed right. When he started to execute those, and you add that in with his movement, his speed, his anticipation, and he was just too good today.
15 minutes until Sasha Zverev and Holger Rune come out into Philippe Chatrier. We will build up to that. It is a game apiece. They've already been on court for nearly 2.5 hours in the third set. Fritz and Rude will keep a close eye on that. But running through, this gives us an opportunity to run through the runners and riders and some of the winners from today. And next up, Elena Rybakina. I'm just going with my tips to win the title here. She looked very good. She's yet to drop a set. I think it was an hour in 7 minutes that she got the job done to book her place back in the quarterfinals. And she spoke a little bit on court, not too much, but here for you is, after the win, what she had to say in the press conference.
Yeah, really happy to be in the quarterfinals and looking forward for next matches.
Hi, Elena. Do you start to think about winning the title at this point? Or does your mind go to Saturday in these situations?
Well, of course, the goal is always to win, and but still, I'm focusing match by match. Now I just saw that it's just me and one, so I'm just preparing for that match for now.
You've talked in the past about wanting to come to the net more, and I thought you played some nice volleys today. I'm curious, how challenging is it to implement what you're practicing on in big match situations under pressure?
Yeah, I'm trying to come to the net more often. Of course, I think that's the one thing. If I improve, it's going to be easier maybe to close some rallies. But it depends, of course, on the score, if you're confident to do that or not. But slowly, I think I'm doing good progress in that.
How close to your best do you think you're playing at the moment?
Well, for now, I think I'm playing really good. As I was saying in previous press conference, I was struggling with sleep, some health issues. I think still in the past few weeks, I lost a little bit physics, lost a bit of weight, but more or less, I'm confident and feeling great and happy that I was managing to finish the matches also in two sets.
How much have you had to compromise for playing on clay? Have you changed your game that much, or do you feel that you basically play the same game as you play on hard and grass with just slightly different footwork?
Yeah, of course, I'm playing the same style. I need to play aggressive, and I just need to have more patience in the rallies. Sometimes you see floating ball, and even today I was making some forced errors because I was rushing, but I think it's all about the footwork in these long rallies in the end.
You will have to play Jasmine Paolini at the end. You played, I think, three times against her. What do you recall of those matches, and what do you think about her and her game?
She's a tough opponent. We played now recently in Stuttgart three sets. I was up, and she's moving well. She's also hitting the ball quite heavy. So it's going to be a lot about, of course, my footwork. I will try to focus on myself. But, yeah, we know each other well. And she's been playing good now. Also, tough match against Elena. So we'll see.
I would like to know, what do you think you have to just a little improve to be the number one that you're going for? Because it's so little, the difference, and you're working very hard to get it.
It depends also on other players. In the end of the day, I'm trying to be solid in these key moments. And every time I play against Irina or Iga, it's really just a difference between a couple of points. It's always tough matches, and they're doing amazing also. So it's in the end just competition.
What do you enjoy? What do you love the most as being as a WTA pro who's traveling the world and is competing? What do you like the most?
I think the amazing part of playing on the big stages is to see how many people actually coming, watching, supporting you. And when kids coming to see you play and they get some inspiration, I think this is the biggest thing, and this is so nice to see.
And of all the big stages, if you could just play on one stage, what stage would that be to put you on the spot?
I mean, probably Wimbledon. I mean, it's the biggest achievement, and I think any Grand Slam is amazing when the stadium is packed, but of course Wimbledon is something in my memories as a dream as a kid, so...
Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
It certainly was game, set, and match to Elena Rybakina. Took it on a second match point against Lena Svitolina. Second Roland Garros quarterfinal, fifth career Grand Slam quarterfinal. She's now 34-5 for 2024. And interestingly, something I heard in an interview she did with the Tennis Channel. She spoke on court saying clay can be difficult because I'm quite tall. She spoke to Tennis Channel. She said something they've been working really hard on the clay is her movement, and that she's feeling a lot more comfortable on the clay.
And that's half the battle, isn't it? We've just talked about Alex de Minaur, and you know, he's someone who's been on that journey that lots of players go through, where they have to learn to at least love the challenge of play, even if they don't love play. And learning to move on it and feeling comfortable on it and feeling like you are going to move well on it is the key, as much as the technical ins and outs of exactly how you slide and how you hit your shots and everything else. Because it's a mental game, it's an emotional game. And particularly, I think, when you get into the latter stages, and she of course, knows all about that.
Yeah, she certainly does. My tip for the title, I'm feeling all right. She faces Jasmine Paolini in the quarterfinals. Jasmine Paolini in her first Grand Slam quarterfinal. Started the year at world number 30. She's on the verge of the top 10, got 20 wins this year, and sixth Italian treats quarterfinals at Roland Garros. Right, we have got time before the players come out. Casper Ruud has just broken back for 2-2 in the third set. I mean, that's going to go on all night, so we're going to have plenty of that coming up for you. We have 10 minutes until the players come out and Philippe Chatrier. So let's take a listen to Arina Sabalenka. She's now 22-0 in sets in 2024. And today against Emma Navarro, 6-2, 6-3. Just over an hour, 36 winners in 69 minutes. It's frightening how well she's playing at the moment. So take a listen to the world number 2.
Into your 7th consecutive Grand Slam quarterfinal, does that make this one special today?
Yeah, it sounds crazy to me, to be honest. And I'm super happy that I was able to bring this consistency on the Grand Slams. That's really amazing. And it's motivating me a lot to keep pushing myself and to see where is the limit.
Do you feel more confident and strong when the court is warmer, faster, like today? Or your game is the same level as the previous rounds when it was colder? Thank you.
Well, honestly, I don't know. I feel like I feel quite confident in each conditions. You know, like I was playing really great tennis when it was cold. Today I played really great tennis as well. It was warm. It was different conditions. So I would say right now it doesn't matter which conditions it's going to be. It's all that matter is how focused I'm going to be and if I'll be ready to fight for every point and be ready for long rallies.
Some players will talk about having a greater sense of intensity, heightened interest and focus at Grand Slam tournaments as opposed to week-to-week tournaments, which seems to make sense. I'm curious if for you, you do feel some sort of a difference in your mindset or your focus and the importance when you come to these four events?
I mean, definitely Grand Slams, that's the goal for everyone, and definitely everyone feels the pressure, and it's kind of like getting more intense on the Grand Slams, but with the experience I figure out how to manage this this pressure, and during the match day I'm really focused. I'm feeling all the pressure, to be honest, and I'm dealing with that. But on the day off, I'm able to completely switch off and forget about tennis and go out, have fun, just to, you know, like, for my mental health to be strong and ready for the next round. So it's all about how you able to manage the energy.
And going back to a year and a half ago when you did win your first Grand Slam title, how would you describe how that, if it did, changed you or changed your life, how that affected you having gotten that trophy?
Well, that's a big question, and definitely it gives you so many good things, you know, like after winning the Grand Slam, you know that the whole life you've been doing the right thing, and everything you've been doing, everything you've been struggling with, it was for a reason. And when you finally get there to your goal, it actually gives you so much confidence in yourself and so much belief that no matter what, no matter how tough, like situations you're going to face in life, you know that you're going to get through it, and you know that you're going to get back on top, and you're going to get to your goals. And it's actually a really good thing, because later on when you struggle with something, whatever it is, you just remind yourself that, come on, you've been through a lot, and you got to your goal. This is just another time. You're going to find a way, and you're going to get there. It's just a good thing to have to remind yourself how strong you are.
Hello, Arina. Congrats. Przemek Pozowski, Radio Talk FM. Considering your arrival, what do you think 6-0, 6-0, Iga Świątek in 40 minutes? Did it impress you in any way? Did you think, can I make it any faster? I'm not meaning the quarters. Probably will be hard.
And I was watching that match, actually, and I was like, oh, wow, that's just another level. That's so intense. And I felt so sorry to Anastasia, because it was just too good from Iga. And I was like, I was stopping myself of thinking to try to do the same, because, like, you know, you can get really crazy with that. And I was like, okay, no, Arina, just focus on yourself. You don't have to do better than her. It's okay. That's just her world, like this bagels. This is something about Iga. I'll just leave it for her. I'll be nicer to my opponent.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Ready?
Radio Roland Garros.
Night sessions.
Let's start.
Radio Roland-Garros.
Night sessions on Radio Roland-Garros.
Wonderful!
It is the night session, and the balls for the night session have appeared, and very shortly, roof open, spectators coming in. They are going to introduce the players out onto Philippe Chatrier. A word on Arina Sabalenka while we wait. It's no disrespect to anybody in the draw. She will face Mira Andreeva, who we'll hear from later, but a Rybakina Sabalenka semi-final with the way they're playing is, I mean, that would be an absolute treat for all involved.
I completely agree. It's a really strong-looking quarter-final set-up. And I think Andreeva can't be written off against Sabalenka, but she's still very much at the start of her journey, yeah. I think. And it will be a great learning experience for her, whether she has the weapons to combat Sabalenka, certainly in the way she played today. Do you know what was frightening about today's win? Is I don't think she was anywhere near top gear.
Sabalenka?
Yeah, I think she can play better than that.
Casper Ruud has a break point to go 4-2 up on Taylor Fritz on court Susan Loughlin. We will keep an eye on that. I've just had a little bit of dinner, and I've realised it was a little bit spicy. So
is it repeating on you?
No, I just, my eyes might start watering, my nose might start running. It might, yeah, that might happen. The players are going to make their way up the stairs from below the bowels of Philippe Chatrier to set the scene. Sasha Zverev against Holger Rune, second time they've met, first since the clay in Munich in 2022 when Rune was a teenager. And he came through 6-3, 6-2. Rune's gone through some coaching changes in recent times. His mother always been a strong part of the team, but back working with Patrick Mouratoglou as the 21-year-old. World number 13, he's been as high. Forget this, Rune has been as high as 4 in the world August last year. He makes his way up the stairs and then we will get the Dane's introduction onto the centre court here in Paris. A couple of sets in the second round in that five-set thriller against Flavio Caboli. Straight sets against Dan Evans in the first round and then against lucky loser Joseph Kovalik in the last round. Former winner of the junior competition here. His best result this year, runner-up showing in Brisbane at the start of the year. But his test is a tough one against the man many people are tipping to win the title at the end of the 2 weeks he won in Rome. Can he do the double? Rome into Roland Garros.
L'adversaire numéro 4 mondial, il a déjà disputé une finale en Grand Chelem, champion olympique à Tokyo, l'Allemand Alexander Zverev.
Yeah, we forget, he's got an Olympic title to defend this year, knocked out Novak Djokovic, remember, in the semi-finals of that competition. One in Rome that guaranteed that he would be the fourth best player of the world, which would mean he'd not meet any of the top three seeds until at least the semi-finals. That's when you've got to think about rankings and seedings and where you go, and that is what has led to his position. And he bumped down Daniil Medvedev by a place. So we have our players, and very shortly they'll head to the middle. And I think, Eleanor, this is intriguing, but also I think this is going to be entertaining.
I think it's definitely going to be entertaining. I mean, it's got you and I here. How could it not be entertaining, Gigi? For
I'm
starters.
Dealing with my spicy dinner.
I need to give a quick shout out to Vic, who had to wait outside with everybody because the day session match overran with Novak Djokovic and Cyrundolo earlier. So players just go to the centre for the coin toss. We'll break off here so you can hear who gets to serve.
Et Raphaël Logier, licencié Moutier Tennis Club dans les
They're just meeting the mascots. Sasha Zverev just making a point of shaking hands with both the children. They'll have their photos taken. But yeah, Vic had to wait out on a deck chair outside, waiting to get in.
Welcome to tonight's match. For tonight, we have 25 seconds between points. The time starts when I call the score. We have shot clock in front of me and on the big scoreboard. If you need ballpark inspection, stop clearly, ask me with a voice. And for the towel, orange box for you, Olga. Do you have any questions? Olga, we have the ball or player? The ball or the player?
The ball.
Vas-y.
Okay.
Super. The ball. Receive.
So, Rune calls the toss, wins the toss, elects to receive. It's a lovely coin toss. René Lichtenstein, the man whose voice you heard, will head back to the chair. The mascots have done their job and the warm-up will begin as we get a lovely view out over Paris with darkening skies as it is 22 minutes past 9 in the evening. So hang on, is Vic here?
Is Vic there? I think that's a song, you know. Yes, I think Vic is here because she's...
Who is Vic?
Well, Vic has posted a picture on Twitter...
Right.
Of her waiting outside on one of the deck chairs.
Vic. Where is Vic now?
Can we get a wave Vic, from Vic?
Well, we need Stefan because we're not very good at this. Eyesight thing. But
Vic, if you're listening, which of course you will be, can you just give us a bit of a clue as to where you are?
Picture of where you are, then Stefan, who's already up front in the commentary box. If you look up at those big glass boxes, you might see the three of us sort of staring out.
So Vic says this is not her first rodeo, and she realised that when the night session is going to be a bit delayed and you aren't going to be able to get in on time, it's really important to go and secure your deck chair early. It's a good tip come to Roland Garros.
100%. Matthew says, is Stefan still going? He certainly pulls a shift. Well, Matthew, I think you find we all pull a shift. Stefan works very hard. He does get breaks, you know. I think they think you don't leave here, Stefan. He does leave here. He disappears. Every time we turn around, he's gone. Whenever I do my lunchtime shift, Stefan's not here. He just leaves.
That might be you.
It's either me or the fact that he trusts that he's not. Is he going to leave Marcus and Antoine on their own?
I wouldn't leave them on their own.
Exactly. Because the moment Stefan stepped out of the box, Marcus handed Antoine the stale sandwich of strawberries in, admitting that he thought if he did it with Stefan in the box, Stefan would have stepped in and said no. So he waited for Stefan to leave the box.
It's like the teacher leaving the room for 2 minutes.
And has anyone seen Antoine today? Has anyone? No. Vic sent us where she is. Yeah, where is she?
Oh, good.
Where is that? Oh, it's opposite us. Oh, we've got no chance. My eyesight. It's opposite us, isn't it? Yes.
Is it? Yes. That's us. We're going to need Stefan, aren't we?
Vic, can you see us wave? We're all waving. This is really great radio for everyone.
Fantastic.
Else.
We're waving.
We're all waving. Can you see us waving? If you, we're, hang on, Stefan. Where is she's looking at us? We're the right. No, where are we? Are we the right?
This is what the listeners of Radio Roland Garros
can
tune
you see
in
her?
For.
No, you can't.
Stefan's got amazing eyesight.
Can't. Where is she? You found her. Where is she?
Yeah, the screen.
Behind the screen? What screen?
Big screen. You know, the big screen that's got the moving pictures on. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Waving. Just there. Just underneath. Wave again. Or is someone else waving at us now? Right.
But no, that entire row could be waving at us, wondering why we're waving at them.
That was award-winning radio, by the way. Vic, thank you. And keep listening, because we had our other live, Nari, the other day, all sort of smiles and photos. Then she stopped listening.
Took her headphones out.
Soon as
we said hello.
Wasn't interested. Casper Ruud, good news is, unless you're a Taylor Fritz fan, that Casper Ruud's 5-2 up in the third. And Taylor Fritz, actually, this is worrying news. He's having a medical timeout. We don't know what it's for because the camera is on Ruud. That means he might be off court, which means up in the groin area. But Taylor Fritz is off court, having a medical timeout.
I very much like the hand
signals. Quite high.
I enjoyed the hand signals that accompanied that sentence. Hi to Travis, who's tweeted us, said, "Did you guys abandon X? I love listening, but this is the only platform I follow on social media." We absolutely didn't, Travis. We are very behind in our tweets and emails. And as you will appreciate, we had a hugely dramatic and potentially seismic match going on here with Novak Djokovic very nearly going out of the tournament, ended up winning in 5 sets. And so we actually did concentrate on the tennis. I do hope Jeffrey and Mary were listening because they like it when we just talk about the tennis. So, yes, we are very behind. We will get to your tweets and emails. Obviously, you're always an important part of the conversation for us, and we do appreciate you messaging in. But sometimes there are moments where we're hanging on every point, and we gave you ball-by-ball coverage, as we always do here on Radio Roland Garros.
If you'd like to see the pineapple, I've actually put a picture of it on my Instagram page. You can find it using my name. There's not many Gigi's around. I'm not the supermodel, I'm the other one.
It's nothing like a woman holding up a pineapple and saying, "I'm not the supermodel."
I think, Vic, if you can see the pineapple, I'm now holding it up to you, waving it, little wave.
I think you should post that on the Radio Roland Garros Twitter feed.
That pineapple smells very good. Right, we're underway. Let's do this. Night session. Fritz is still off court. Ruud's leading 5-2 those split sets. Zverev lost the toss. He was put into bat, as it were. He's now going to start serving towards the presidential box, Radio Roland Garros night session. Zverev serves down the tee. It is blocked back. Zverev steps back, but doesn't need to do anything because it's long. Conditions are cool. They're not cold like they have been. They are cool. Sasha Zverev, career high of 2, remember, back in June 2022, and he had the horrible ankle injury here when he was 1 win away from being the world number one, and then pretty much had to start from scratch.
Yes, I mean, it was a long, long journey and a very traumatic injury, because it was one of those moments where everybody holds their breath, including the opponent and obviously everybody here in court, Philippe Chatrier, and they were playing so well at that point. And Zverev, I would say, at that point, had the beating of Nadal at that moment. He had the edge. He was, I think, playing at the peak of his powers. And it's been a very long journey back.
Inside in from Zverev would have been a winner, but it clipped the top of the tape and then it drifted long. Vic said, this is brilliant. And I brought a spare phone in case my portable charger runs out of juice. So with you the whole match and back tomorrow. That's dedication.
It's great to have you with us,
Vic. We could award you, if we see you, Vic, we'll award you the pineapple. Although I have said that's the prize for whoever gets our predictions right at the end of the tournament.
Well, we still have the full fruit standings to give you at some
point. We've got a loaf of bread, Vic. We can give you that. Is that still here somewhere?
I mean, second prize, two loaves of old bread. But yes.
And third prize, tiny strawberries.
Well, the tiny strawberries have gone. They were exiled in an unfortunate accident with Courtney Walsh earlier today.
Taylor Fritz, baking his way back onto court from his medical timeout. So we'll see how he is. Zverev aces down the tee to close it out to 15. And lead by a game to love. There's a little wincing on the face of Fritz. As I mentioned, it was an off-court medical timeout in an area which couldn't be dealt with on court. So we'll keep an eye on his movement, but he's got to step it up straight away because he is serving to stay in the third set at 2-5. Are we still getting people's favourite fruits?
I don't think we need... I think the voting might have closed on favourite fruits.
We can have a few more, can't we?
Well, someone, Simon Cambers, was meddling with my list, and I'm just trying to work out what all the standings are.
Well,
he's put tomato and then put an exclamation mark, which I think was a dig at me.
You can still get in touch with your favourite fruit. We'll run it to the end. The gentleman in the box next to us on the right is still, he just finds us curious. He looked and then looked away, thought those two women are back again.
He often looks quite alarmed, doesn't he? Catches sight of us.
He does.
Looks a bit nervous, goes back to his screens.
He's not doing much either. Just sort of standing, wandering around his box. Olga Rune, we lost a ball, we got a ball, we're okay. Serves out wide. The forehand is rolled in by Zverev. The forehand cross-court sits up from Rune, who runs around his backhand, goes inside into the forehand, up the line to the backhand cross-court from the day. And the drop shot from Zverev sat up nicely for Rune to scamper forward and go cross-court for the winner.
Still getting lots of tweets and emails about the Novak Djokovic epic win over Cirindolo, which we brought you earlier today. John Lyle says Novak's the greatest competitor in the history of sports.
Yeah, there's definitely an argument for that.
Hard to argue with that. I would, as I mentioned earlier, I'd certainly put Serena Williams in that category as well. If you had to choose two players to fight for your life,
I've always said if I had to choose one, it would be Djokovic. If I had to choose one to win a set for my life, it's 100% hands down going to be Djokovic. Backhand through the middle of the court, and he goes back through the middle for Rune, and they're just playing through the middle at the moment. So we're sort of figuring each other out and testing each other and getting used to the conditions and sizing each other up as they belt it from the back of the court. Backhand cross court from Zverev, double handed backhand from Rune. Rune then slices down the line, forehand clips the top of the net, goes back to Zverev's own side, and it's 30 love on the Dane serve. Mary says, so glad to have you two to finish the night again. And I've thought about it all day. I think my favourite fruit are grapes. You see, Mary wouldn't have been able to be included if you'd shut the voting. So please, can you add...
Since it's Mary, I'll allow it.
You're allowed in, Mary. Serve down the tee. Back onto the racket of Runa because it just missed its mark. Serve out wide. The forehand rolled in, then it's cut back and it's dropped over short slice, and then Rune with the backhand cross court, the pickup from Zverev beautifully stops that volley, drops it over, dies on the court. Nothing that Rune with the baseball cap on back to front could do about that. It's 30-15. Early stages, night session. Predictions for this, your favourite fruit, anything else you would like to put on the agenda?
What about fruit-themed tennis players? Olga Pruner.
I quite like that. What would Zverev be?
Well, I'm working on sort of names, really. Mm. Name basis. So I'm trying to think of other players.
Serve down the tee, sits up the forehand, short forehand, middle of the court from Rune, who goes cross court to the forehand. That's a massive forehand from Zverev. We'll take the backhand out the air, drive it into the corner, past the waiting Runa. No hesitation from Zverev there with the backhand.
None whatsoever. And that backhand is such a significant weapon for the German. What about Melon Janey? Played earlier in the tournament. Well, there are two, aren't there? Melon, I'm thinking of the Melon Janey of the noughties. Great clay court player, Brazilian.
Oh, I thought you were doing a fruit name, and I was trying.
I was
to
doing a fruit name, Melon Janey.
Yeah, I was trying. I was thinking more fruits than anything else. 30 all. Serve out wide, rolled back in. The forehand down the line from Runa. The backhand cross court from Zverev. The cross court from Runa. Cross court from Zverev. Misses. Philip says, like yesterday, I'm listening to your broadcast in Austria and enjoying every minute as Runa has gained point. Yesterday night, I drove my little family of five, wow, three children, 12, 11 and 5, from Italy back home to Vienna through several thunderstorms and heavy rain, and you kept me focused and entertained while the rest were sleeping. I'm surprised you didn't wake them up. Serve out wide, doesn't make it over, and that is a game apiece. Normally, I'm enjoying Radio Roland Garros while working on my farm near Vienna the whole day long. Always feels like a family reunion when Roland Garros is finally here and Wimbledon starts. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. You're making many people very happy. Philip from near to Vienna. And his favourite fruit is a Zwetschke, which is the Austrian word for plum. And it's a good year for those on his farm.
You know, that's our first plum vote.
Can we have
vote.
Philip and plum, please?
Yes, I will allow that.
And I'm glad we're able to keep you company while driving, because that's a long drive.
It's a long drive. It's always quite hard when everybody else is asleep.
Mm.
And you have to keep your wits about you, of course.
Game of peace. Zverev serves down the tee. The forehand is lofted back through the middle of the court. The forehand cross court and deep and in from Zverev, who swings that graceful backhand cross court. Zverev will step in on inside out forehand and finds the side edge of the sideline.
It's worth remembering that Sasha Zverev has not had a flawless run here. He was in all sorts of a bother, wasn't he, against Talon Griegspoor in the previous round. He really had to dig deep there. And that can be a positive.
15, he, love.
If he's physically fine, it's a positive. He's had a day of rest.
Enormous serve from Zverev. Takes it out of the air, back to the forehand, but Runa just slammed at him. Zverev was there, Zverev was there again. He was like a brick wall that Runa was not getting past. Meanwhile, Fritz has a point to get them back on serve. Rude was 5-2 up. Fritz was off court from medical timeout, and now it's breakback point, which he's done for Taylor Fritz, and they are back on serve in the third set.
Well, not Casper Ruud's first long match here at Roland Garros either. He's had a couple of battles.
30 love. Marcus has got in touch with a couple of puns for you.
Oh,
Baron
good.
Buckland.
Excellent.
Have a look at those. Game points. 2-1 after 9 minutes.
Baron Blackberry. Could do Wayne Blackberry, Cara Blackberry. Gala Melon Blanco of a similar vintage.
Went down the tee, went heavy and missed. Runa creeps up to the baseline. Second meeting between the two of first this year. Second on clay. Runa's inside the baseline, plays a double-handed backhand to the feet and the backhand, and Runa's come forward and he gets the off-forehand winner on the approach. Kat says, recovering back in Cornwall after last week in Paris, stretch and Roland Garros, Echeverry equals eat your cherry. Love pun names. You didn't get much of a reaction to that, Kat, sorry, from Eleanor. That tells its own story. Game points.
Do keep them coming, though.
Oh, sorry, Kat. Oh, that was a real snub at the end, though. The pickup from Runa, it floats up, driven out of the air. He's been so clean and clinical with the high ball so far this evening. Now we play 10 minutes, and it's 2-1 Sasha Zverev.
It's Kat. I expect more from her. Oh, I know she can deliver more. I believe in her.
Yes. Daniel says, I'm glad I can sneak into the favourite fruit debate with a shout out to the cantaloupe. I cut them myself, pleased to be able to easily scrape out the inside stuff. There you go. Cantaloupe, melon, is it in?
I'm adding it to the melon.
Oh yes, we're not allowed subsections, honestly. Ah, Jimmy with Zverev. What about Alexander Cherev?
I like that.
Yeah. And Johnny, Thomas Martin, Etchy Cherry. Oh, dear me. You are not missing any tennis? Well, you are on Susan Longler, but we're keeping you up to date. 4-5, Fritz Severstein, the set. Now, love 15. And that moves to 15-all. Jumpers being put on Susan Longler because it's getting a wee bit chilly. Holger Rune. Results, European clay swing. Got to the quarterfinals. Rune at Monte Carlo lost to Yannick Sinner. And in both Madrid and Rome, he lost in his second match. He's still very, very young. Just 21 years of age. But he has a big personality. He's got a big game. Serves out wide. The forehand spins back in as Zverev steps up to the baseline with a backhand cross-court, double-handed cross-court from Rune. Rune with his backhand and Zverev swings around, just sort of lofts that forehand through the middle of the court. Now double-handed backhand through the middle from Zverev. And Zverev double-handed again through the middle. It's a drop shot from Rune. In comes Zverev. He scoops up. He goes down the line. The lob goes up from Rune. Oh! The backhand smash from Sasha Zverev. Such a difficult shot. He hit it so elegantly. And it wasn't at all high enough for Rune if you're trying to get it up and over the head of someone Sasha Zverev's height.
No, it was the right idea, but Zverev, very solid overhead. And he made that high backhand volley look very easy when it's anything but.
Love 15, 1-2. Served down the tee. The forehand rolled through the middle of the court. The drop shot, Rune, great fake. Last minute change up. No chance for Zverev. Johnny said Ugo Plumber.
I like it.
That's a good one. Turned the air conditioning on?
Are you cold?
It's freezing.
It's not freezing.
You cold?
No.
It's freezing. I'll put my scarf on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold. I've got to get my scarf.
I mean, compared to what we've been through in the last week and a half, it's positively balmy this evening.
Ace down the tee.
Pablo Guavas. Be another one. Well, a nice clean serve, or what looked like a clean serve from Holger Rune. Sasha Zverev just indicating the mark and the umpire concurring with him that it was out. Rune not overly impressed.
Scarf on. Because it's still not warm. I think we need to stress that. During the day when the sun's out, it's lovely. 30-15. To serve out wide, looking to serve a volley. Rune drops it over, but it has enough air that it sits up and Zverev charges forward and puts it away. We'll bring you Novak Djokovic press conference when it comes in. He'll need a lot of recovery before he probably goes into press. Oh, yeah, the very obvious one that we haven't got. Benoit Paire. You don't even have to do anything to it.
I don't know why I'm writing that on the fruit list, but yes.
That's,
you're right.
That's Ox Devil.
Very good. Well done.
Noah Carlos Alcarazbury. And
that might be my favourite so far.
Backhand down the line from Zverev. Zverev goes backhand down the other wing. The forehand cross court to the forehand centre of the court from Zverev. The forehand cross court from Rune. And then Zverev just doesn't catch the forehand as he would have wanted to. Noah, you've gone top of the list with Carlos Alcarazbury. Kat says, trying to do better after you dismissed her last thing. Stefanos Tsitsipas.
You see, I expected more from Kat and she delivered.
Inside in from Rune. It's game point for the Danes. Inside the baseline, he's having to scamper behind it. He just cuts that slice short for backhand. It does the trick because it's into the net from Zverev. And that is the game, and it is two games all. Meanwhile, it is set point for Casper Ruud on the serving of Taylor Fritz. So 4-5 set point Ruud.
We're going to get really confused with Ruud, Rune, aren't we, at some point?
Remember when they played here? I remember doing that match, and it's like... It's better that it's Rune, not Rune, because Rune, yes. Rune, Ruud
would be impossible, wouldn't it? It would be like a former colleague of ours doing commentary on Radio Wimbledon, as it then was, and trying to talk about Natalie Deshi and Yelena Dokic, and ending up with one single player called Doshi.
The backhand from Zverev swept cross court to the slice from Rune. He's trying to mix it up a little bit, and again he's drawn the area when he does. I remember doing a match a long time ago with Sue Mappin, loved working with Sue Mappin, and we had a player called Carolina Sprem, and you can imagine how that turned out.
Yes, I can.
A number of times, to the point I had to write the name on a piece of paper and stick it at the commentary box window. Love 15. Nets on the first serve. Megan, Feliciano Cantalopez.
Yep. Very good.
Runa up to the baseline. Serve out wide. The backhand to the feet of Zverev, who goes inside out with his forehand. Zverev with his big forehand, big flat forehand, scoops up the backhand and goes cross court. Drop shot, Runa. Here comes Zverev. Scoops up. Can he pass him? Great block from Zverev. It doesn't find the court. A great play from Runa. It's now love 30. As Casper Ruud closes out the third set, takes it by 6-4, 3 hours played, and they still could have two sets to go. But it's Casper Ruud, the seventh seed, who leads by 2-1. And it's the winner of that match who'll face Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinals.
That may not be a short match, given that both of them, if Ruud comes through that match as well, they're both marathon men of this tournament.
Love 30, side edge of the sideline from Zverev, who then nets. Triple break point opportunity for Holger Rune, the 21-year-old, to get the first break in the first set of this round of 16 matches. There are two quarter-final places left. Alex de Minaur will face the winner of tonight's match on Philippe Chatrier. Gets the first serve down the tee, is blocked back, and Zverev takes time, winds up inside the baseline, hammers the forehand cross court. He comes forward to play the volley. Here comes Rune, but great play from Zverev, immediately coming forward, taking it early in a smart volley cross court.
He's very, really dominating the net, isn't he, Sasha Zverev, using his height, using his power. Rune's like a busy bee on the baseline, isn't he, buzzing around. Zverev's like this very tall, almost a monolith in the middle of the court, just blocking.
Got some more blocking to do because he's break point down. The trainer is back on again for the left thigh of Fritz. Backhand cross court from Zverev, lofted up, lots of spin on that ball. It pushes Zverev back, and Rune then flattens out the inside out forehand. Backhand cross court. Now Zverev will keep up the backhand, puts it through the middle of the court. This is break point Rune. Lovely angle found by Zverev. Zverev with his forehand unleashes, and he misses. He was coming in off the back of it, but he misses it. And it's Holger Rune that gets the first break and the first advantage. He breaks the 15 and leads 3-2. It was just a little bit of treatment during the end of set as they get ready for the fourth set. But it was up high on the left thigh for Taylor Fritz, and he was doing a lot of wincing as it was being manipulated.
Very uncomfortable. And as we've been saying, as we said, it was reference to the injury that Novak Djokovic received treatment for. This is a congested time of year. Any injury that a player gets here, it's a worry, because you've got two Grand Slams in quick succession. And this year, on top of that, following Wimbledon, you've got the Olympic Games.
Yeah. Johnny, especially for Lady E, Rhubarb or Krejcikova?
I'm
I don't like rhubarb, but I do like that, Johnny.
Shy Shy, Orange Jabir. Oh, she loved that one. It's like a laughing meter. I mean, Kat got sort of tumbleweed, which is a really bad sign.
For the first one, for the second one, she got a laugh.
Johnny, she liked your rhubarb, but Shy Shy, you got the full sort of bellow laugh for Orange Jabir. And John says, Emma Raducanu. Quite kind of silent laugh.
Stretching it, but very good. Sarah says, Rafael Naval or oranges? It looks better written down. Samantha Stonefruit instead of Stoza. I think that's stretching a bit. Antonia, coconut goff.
Jerry, Holger Runemelon. Big serving from Rooney. He's come forward to play the 1-2 punch, but he misses the short, angled off forehand. He had the whole court because the wide serve had taken Zverev completely out of court. Leslie says, how about Frances Tiafig?
Good. I mean, stretching it slightly, but good.
You didn't get a laugh, but you got good.
John says, what about Banana Kournikova? You could also do Banana Ivanovic.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Mid-court ball off the... It's missed again! 2 points... 2-1 forced errors to Rune, almost like a rush of blood to his head, and he is gifted Sasha Zverev love 30 on his serve. Zverev is a long way back, which Filip Chatrier allows you to do due to the size of the run back. And he's still staying that far back for the second serve. On his toes now, stays, gives him the big lean into the forehand. He's still keeping his distance as he flicks up the backhand. The overhead from Rune is clean, it's clinical, and it gets him on the board in the sixth game.
And Rune's got these funny little idiosyncrasies, hasn't he, where he almost just straightens his T-shirt, rolls his shoulders forward as if to say, yep, I did that. That was good.
Not short of confidence, the young man. Yeah. 15:30, 3-2, first set, 23 minutes. First serve into the net. At @radio_RG. On Twitter, as it was known. French Open Radio at fft.fr for the email. Serve out wide, the backhand cross court. Rune goes inside in. Zverev swings the forehand cross court to the forehand cross court and the service line and the angle. And Rune steps in, pummeling the forehand. Zverev, he has to step back off his shoelaces. Hits a short forehead. Down the line goes Zverev. Cross court to the service line. Inside in goes Zverev. Too good for Rune, and he has immediate break back points.
Of course, we are looking for your tennis player fruits. Fred Berry, says Red Sox Devil. Ellsworth Grapevines, he's gone old school. Jew Melon Hode. Third one, not so much. Cheryl says Jennifer Apricotti.
I like that. 15:40, gets the first serve. Thought about coming in, but he stays back, Rooney. He's kind of neither here nor there. Now he comes forward. Doesn't need to play the half volley because it's netted by Zverev. As Jerry says, Alexander Perev. Perev. No? No, Jerry, that look she just gave me. If she'd had her glasses on, she'd have had them on the end of her nose looking at me over them.
I mean, it's no Madison Kiwis. Thank you, Christy.
That's good.
Antonia's on fire. Jack Graper.
Oh, that's good. Break point number two. Serve goes out wide, stretched on the backhand. Rune goes back and drops the forehand shot. He's trying to bring the German in, who's hesitant and wants to stay back. Inside out the forehand from Zverev. Zverev looking to get back on serve. Goes inside in, but he nets. Unforced error from Zverev. He stares down at his racket and starts sort of fidgeting with the strings. But he knows that we should be back on serve.
He's looking at his racket and then he's looking up at his brother and his dad and his coach in the stands.
Marcelo Melo's also in there.
Oh, Marcelo Melon, as he's also known.
There we go. That was I gave you that one.
You did. You really did. You set it up.
Set it up. Knocked it out the park. Juice from 15:40, served down the tee, back through the middle of the court. Rune, oh, he doesn't know what to do. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Now he goes back to baseline, hits the inside-out forehand. The drop shot, no, it's a short slice through the middle of the court. Inside-out forehand from Zverev. Zverev with a double-handed backhand. Rune didn't expect it. He doesn't move at all. And it's a third breakpoint opportunity for the German.
The rotation on the Zverev backhand's extraordinary, isn't it? It's just, it's almost like a spring. So much power on it. Turns the shoulders right round.
Johnny says, Barbora Lajčíková. I like that. You didn't get a laugh there, Johnny. I don't know what you're going to do to get a laugh.
I mean, I think you've got to go Madison Kiwis, really.
Wouldn't it be Madison Kiwi? Why would she be plural?
Because it's Madison Keys.
Yeah, but it sounds weird saying Kiwis. Served down the tee, the forehand is spun back in, and the off forehand from Rune. Rune slices the backhand, the double hand. Ooh, and it's worked. And now he's blaming the racket again, as if saying, well, it's strung wrongly. It's the second one he's blaming the racket for. And he's looking up at his box, and he's staring down, saying, well, how have these been strung? And it's juice. Dad is looking away as if saying, I've got nothing to do with the stringing. Nothing to do with the string. It's all yours, son.
Hard to know who the crowd are rooting for at this stage. It's quite difficult to read.
Yeah, I think they're not quite sure either at the moment, really. Rune with the forehand up the line. It's a winner. It's a 1-2 punch off the wide serve.
And again, just pulling at his shirt, pulling it down, pulling the shoulders down, straightening everything. As always, he's got the backwards baseball cap in grey, grey shorts, not blue, as Simon and Marcus insisted they were earlier. I know. I did tell them.
And they didn't. No. Second serve, game point. This is to, remember, consolidate the break. Net getting in the way. 28 minutes played. One all in the fourth, Fritz and Rude. Rude leading by 2-1. Fritz has had that medical timeout. Serve down the tee and Rune goes in. Oh, he slaps it. He doesn't move his feet. He's looking up the stands as if to blame something or someone or maybe it's a bird.
Or perhaps the lights. He's looking up in our direction, which obviously is not the way he was facing.
Not currently waving the pineapple, so it wasn't us. Maybe a bird flew past, because René Lichtenstein, the chair, he's still looking up. Maybe it was, where's Spider-Cam hanging out? That's behind him.
Yeah, no, he wasn't looking at Spider-Cam. I think he may have been looking at the lights. It does sometimes take players a little bit of time to adjust to the lights here.
8-minute game. Juice. It is the sixth game, and he's looking to consolidate his break. Forehand spins and sits up. Backhand flattened out. The slices work well against Zverev, who flattens out his backhand. But double-handed through the middle from Rune. Rune now spins the forehand, just places that ball in. He spins it back. They're spinning these forehands and down the line. The floater back from Zverev. The inside out, he's no... Oh, he got lucky there, Rune, because he was stuck in no man's land if that ball had come back with some pace on it. And Zverev is now gesturing towards his box. And again, he's looking at the racket. Again, he's looking down at the racket. He cannot believe what is unfolding here. He's had three opportunities to get the break, and it is game point to Holger Rune.
Well, he will, of course, have the opportunity at change of ends to change the racket. No doubt he's bought a couple of different rackets out with different strings, different string tensions.
But as Yannick Sinner said, all his are strung the same, didn't he, when he was asked? He said, every racket, there's eight rackets in my bag, all the same. Serve and volley from Rune, he's at the net. Can he put it away? Yes, he can. And again, he's looking at his racket. So, are you going to get another one? He's not going to get another one. But he's looking up to his box. He's having words. He's staring at the racket, staring at the box, back up at the box. And just sort of, he has this way of just sort of, he prowls, doesn't he?
He prowls. He sort of walks very slowly, doesn't he, in circles, as if he's quietly furious and pacing around.
Lizzie in Utah really rooting for Rune. Like a little bit of alliteration there. You can do this, she cries.
He very much can.
He's been in the quarterfinals before. Looking for his third Grand Slam quarterfinal, his second here. 2-4 down Zverev with a racket he's not happy with. Serves down the tee, blocked back. He does a little pirouette there, Rune. And then slams into the forehand. The volley cross goes a bit deeper. Rune can get to it, but he cannot get the height on it to get it back up and over.
Such a busy bee, Rune. He's just constantly moving, isn't he? Very, very fast around.